This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a wonderful day, afternoon, night, no matter what it is. It's actually a wonderful, it's wonderful because guess what? You are in your purpose. I know you may say things and go right today. You don't know what happened to me, Dr. Sunday, but you know what? We do have to go through ups and downs. We do have to go through trials and tribulations. We have to go through a season that we think that nothing's happened. We do have to go through things in our lives that we have to say, are we really making an influence or impact? But always remember you are because of your presence and, you know, in a situation. You are helping somebody. You are helping someone go closer to their purpose in life. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We help you shine your light to the world. And people say, what is that light you're talking about? That's your dreams, your goals, your passions, your purpose, the destiny, the reason you are here right now. That's what we do. And I just love it, love it, love it. I have the awesome opportunity of being here. You here with you and your host. I am the platform builder. Some people also call me the be seen, be heard, get paid expert. But you know what? It's time for us to get it, right? But we actually have for our question of Ask Dr. Renee. The question is, Dr. Sunday, you know how you have your business plan. You know how you have your goals in life. And I'm paraphrasing of how they asked it. What is my mission in life? They actually asked for my business, but you know what? When somebody asks that, it actually has to stem from your core beliefs, your core values, the things that actually what type of personality you have, what you've been through, all of that, how you was raised, all that, okay? But the thing is, my mission in life in general is to help other people walk in their purpose in life, walk in their destiny in life. Just look at all the things that I have been entrusted to do. That's what I do. If somebody asked me in one sentence, and I help people share their message with the world. Some places I say I help them shine their light to the world. They can't really relate what light means. But the thing is, to help other people, a lot of people, we think that our purpose in life is just for us. Well, I hate to say it, you're going to get a rude awakening, Dad. It's not about you. But you do have to be a willing vessel. And actually, it's a joy. It's a peace. I can't even explain it sometimes of how I enjoy helping other people. Helping other people to really, truly, not to make the same mistakes I made. That's a big one right there. But really and truly, I want them to advance in life and actually put a smile on somebody's face. So you can actually look across my whole platform and you're going to see some of that language very similar to that, but that's the core. The core is I want you to smile. I want you to actually be able to sit back and relax and enjoy your purpose in life because you are helping somebody else be in their purpose as well. I love it. I love it. But we don't want to delay. We have an awesome young lady with us today. We have Dr. Shaw with us. She's an author. She's a founder of Building Bridges International Foundation. I love it. She has a warm spirit. And you know what I love through her amazing bio she sent? She really wants you to actually do what you have been created to do. I mean, I just love it that she acts as an educator by heart, but she's going to tell us the real deal with what's going on in our life that we can actually we can actually advocate for others, that we can actually be a strategist, that we can actually speak what's inside that actually need to come on out of us, that greatness. But we want to welcome the Good Deeds, none other than Dr. Shaw. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Good Deeds.
Greetings, greetings. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things going on in your life, because I know I only tipped the iceberg.
Greetings. Thank you so much for inviting me, you know, to share your platform and to share my story. I'm Dr. Shawnique Rice. I'm also known by my pen name, Dr. Shaw Scripps, and it is a pleasure to meet you. I am actually a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who has a deep compassion for evangelism, global spiritual formation, community mobilization, organizational development, and youth empowerment. I currently have a ministry for empowering youth, women, and leaders towards transformational change. I am the proud daughter of an evangelistic missionary, an educator, and professional vocalist, and the granddaughter of the late Pastor Harvey Harris of the Freedom Christian Bible Fellowship Church. Now, growing up, I was fortunate to be raised in a family who valued faith in God and family and education. These three values, they were consistent themes throughout my life. Education was very dominant in my upbringing, so much so that essentially my parents' ceiling became my floor. So I really had high expectations, high standards to meet growing up. But today, I am a motivational speaker, a multicultural strategist. I'm a career coach, an educator, and a youth advocate. I am also the new CEO and founder of Building Bridges International Foundation and an ESOL teacher and coordinator for my local school district. And I am also the new author of the teen devotional, Life on Top, Freedom to Pursue Purity and Purpose.
Wow, I just love it. But I have to step back a little bit because I love that you give honor where honor is due in regards of your family, because that's very important. As I when I open up, and lady, y'all be thinking I be knowing what the guest gonna say. What I said, kind of starting out, the core values and your core beliefs, they actually do mold you into the amazing people that you are today. So I really want to give you your accolades with that, because you actually stepped back and actually gave acknowledgement to your family. So that's amazing. I love that. Dr. Shaw, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us in regards of your coaching and being a strategist, well, what is your target market? I think you mentioned a little bit of that, but tell us a little bit more about how the listeners can actually take advantage of that or kind of know more about what you actually offer to the community.
Oh, yes. Life on Top, I'll start with my book. Life on Top, it is a 30-day teen devotional encouraging teens to rise up and to live courageously in purity for God. The devotional offers a great amount of resources. It actually explores the interaction between the vow of purity and the life of purity that God calls us to today, the use of charts, stories, guided self-reflections, as well as small group activities, give teens as well as parents and youth leaders a deep understanding of the need to biblically and intelligently defend the position of purity in the present age. It is full of course, real life, down-to-earth, and relevant spiritual insights, providing hope for teens facing challenges with purity, motivation for teens who have taken the vow of purity, and healing for teens who have broken the vow of purity. Now, the decision, of course, you know, to write this book was based on a deep concern for young people, in particular their purity. Tragically, many young people have become victims of a sex-crazed society. Media has undoubtedly opened the floodgates of sexual freedom with no boundaries. Sex is everywhere, on social media platforms, movies, reality TV shows, commercials, video games, music videos, and, of course, you know, the list goes on. But sex is no longer a taboo. It has become a trending norm, a socially accepted dysfunction whereby many young people have blindly chosen perversion over purity and bondage over freedom. And such blindness, in my opinion, has caused them to believe a lie over the truth. It is no wonder that, of course, you know, sexual perversion has become a social crisis and a risk factor for many young people. You know, the promotion of sex is a part of a hidden multi-layered agenda that seeks to hardwire sexual perversion in the minds of our young. It seeks to take their innocence and to dispossess them of their God-given freedom to pursue purity and purpose, ultimately driving them away from, you know, God's purpose, which is his assignment for their lives. I believe, Dr. Sunday, that as Christians, we should not be estranged from this issue. And there is no doubt that we need more purity champions to biblically and intelligently defend the position of purity in our culture today. We also need more campaigners for purity to keep it real with our young people. Young people need to be told the truth about sex, purity, and perversion. And they need to be taught how to protect their innocence.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because I always contrast things with myself and my sister. We're 4 years apart, and then my niece, she's 21 now, but it was totally different in regards of even in the school level of what was taught. Because I'll be honest, my sister, they didn't teach anything about sex or anything circle, you know, around that, and I don't remember any of that either. And we're 4 years apart, but it's a total different ball game now. This what happened at the school my sister went. I mean, my niece went. They didn't even have to get permission from the parents to talk about it. And I'll be transparent. Some of the stuff my niece had in that book, in that workbook, I wasn't even aware of, and I'm a grown woman. So I don't know. I mean, the educators have to make decisions of what they teach and not teach. You know, but it was really shocking to me, Dr. Shaw, that some of the things they talked about. Of course, we want to educate our young people, but of course, with anything, it's a line there that needs to be drawn. Because some of the stuff they taught, I needed to be in that class, and that was in the ninth grade. So what do you think about that? I mean, I know it's a thin line. And then, of course, it's another thin line when we actually talk about it in church. How are you guys dealing with that? Because you have to, of course, have the families involved when you actually talk to the kids about purity and the ones that have, in your words, have violated that to get them back into the fold.
I think that's a great question. I believe education is a good place to start, and really need to start with the family and really make sure that everyone, you know, is on the same page concerning what purity is and what it means. For example, and how relevant, you know, the issue is. Just recently, the New York Times reported an increase in cases of sexually transmitted diseases in the United States. Specifically, rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have reached astronomical proportions. The young people, primarily in the 50s, were identified as being the most affected by the social phenomenon. So I believe to begin with family so that we can build a platform of advocacy with our family. And from that platform, we really need to get the word out, get dominant and active voices out to our so really begin to turn this phenomenon.
Excuse me, Dr. Shaw. Excuse me a minute. Our technicians are saying, if possible, if you're moving, stay in one place. You're going in and out, and we can't really get that great information that you're saying. Maybe the signal or something. But you could continue, but it kind of went in and out there. We really want to get this great information that you're saying.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, you know what? I can give a summary. I was just stating that it's very important for us to where to start. start. I believe the first platform we need to start with is the platform of the family, and building up the family and educating the family. And I was given just a staple of why this is such a relevant and necessary topic to address in our society. New York Times reported an increase in sexually transmitted diseases in the United States. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have reached astronomical proportions. And, of course, our young people, primarily our minorities, were identified as being the most affected by this social phenomenon. So I believe that, you know, to start, we really need to get advocacy from that platform, and then we also need to extend this information and this message to our community leaders, and also activate and mobilize our and build momentum to really address the issue of sexual immorality within our society.
Yes, yes. You know, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to actually get our technicians to reach out to Dr. Shaw so we can actually hear what she has to say. It's something with the, I don't know, you know, these cell phones, they work when they want to work. I don't know if we on speaker or what the case, but we're going to ask her to get in a better location. What we're going to do is take a little break, and we're going to come back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
For your love, anticipating your love. I'm tipsy, you thinking I'm crazy, baby. Got me drowning in love. I be craving your touch. Do you think about love? There's no better love. Expecting your love, baby. You give me a buzz cut.
Your love drives me crazy.
It, baby, is this what you wanted, baby? Go deep in the middle line. So come and jump on it, baby. Like riding a roller coaster. Keep you spinning over and over. Love that hump in your back, baby. Won't you come in like that, baby? Always driving me out. I swear you're driving me out of my mind, the way your love is driving me out.
Your love drives me crazy, but I don't mind being this crazy. So get me a straight jacket, you know that I gotta have it. Go ahead and drive me crazy.
Crazy loves baby, baby loves crazy. Yeah, we in love, baby. We in love. Baby loves crazy. Crazy loves baby. Yeah, we in love, baby. We in love.
Your love drives me crazy.
Amazing song, one of our native Atlantians, Mr. Dare Allen. He, if you remember back, I'm telling how old he's with Mr. I know y'all remember that group from back in the day. Yeah, yeah. So he's actually debuting that song very soon here, and we got the exclusive to be the first person or organization or radio show, however you want to say it, to be able to spin that record. But we've been enjoying ourselves with Dr. Shaw. We're going to bring her right back on in, and we're going to continue this awesome, amazing conversation. Are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm back.
Yes. Well, continue the conversation, because you were talking about your devotional and how, and I think I asked a question, my team said I asked a question in regards of how, you know, when we do things in church, we do things in school, how we can actually be really an advocate for our kids. And you said the amazing thing that we need to start it at home. So continue that dialogue you have with that.
Okay, sure. I can. I'm not sure if everyone heard, but what I was recommending is that we start with the family, the family structure. I believe family is so important. It is actually the epicenter for change, the most profound change that we can make. So building from the platform of family and instilling values of purity and what it means to protect the innocence of our young people is very important. And I believe from that platform, we could reach out and impact and mobilize the community at large. And of course, the role of the church can also be immensely effective in this movement. When speaking to families and how to care for their young people and how to protect them and educate them, and even how to be a voice within the school system to ensure that their educational needs are being met.
Wow, that's powerful. We need that. And so in regards to the amazing devotional you have, you spoke briefly about that, but let's talk a little bit more about that. And I love that you said, because I'm a big person when it comes to exercises. It's great to have, you know, content, but I think it takes it to a whole nother level when we can actually have an exercise to go with that. So let's circle back and talk a little bit more of how you want the youth to use this amazing devotional in their lives.
Oh, of course. Thank you. The devotion actually it's divided into three sections. The first section is before you say yes to the vow of purity, and that part it actually provides just a summary of what purity means and what it is and what it is not. So it's through the Bible. I'm starting with the Old Testament, and it continues on to the New Testament, explaining what purity is. For example, purity is not a marketing tool, you know, for branding oneself pure and innocent, nor is it a promotion of who's worthy of honor or dishonor. So it's very important to even understand that we shouldn't make the promotion of sexual purity or purity teaching it as an idol, you know. So that's very important. And then of course, understanding the logic and reasoning behind purity. You know, purity is a condition of the heart. It is a process and not simply a destination or institution of rules to regulate sexual discipline and abstinence. So it is more than abstaining, you know, from sex and perversion, as you can be a virgin and still lose purity. So instead, what the book teaches, it teaches that purity must be applied holistically in every area of our lives, as the Bible teaches. The Word of God, of course, is sufficient in providing this information. I recall a well-documented passage in the Bible, Psalm 119:9, and it asks a very life-changing question. It says, how can a person, you know, make their path pure? And then it answers it. It says, by living according to the Word of God. And that's what section 2 of my book actually deals with. It says, now that you said yes to the vow of purity, you know, what are the steps? So it actually gives them several building blocks to start their journey to this wholeness purity, you know, to this purity that leads to an unforced rhythm of God's grace in their lives that allows them to kind of live freely and lightly, you know, in God's grace that he offers us. And the last section, actually, I decided to add that section. It is, you've broken the vow of purity, now what? And this is, this particular section actually deals with those who have been brokenhearted. And it actually addresses, you know, what happens when you make a vow to God and that vow is broken. How do you recover from that? How do you get back on track? How do you get back in focus? So it's very, 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 I'll say very detailed in providing examples for how to take those practical steps. It's filled with charts. It also has a 9-day study guide at the end of the devotional. It's a small group study guide for parents, youth leaders, pastors to use with their youth group, and it actually expands on each of the devotionals within the book. So it's very didactic, very instructional, and down to earth.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah, we for sure we need down to earth, Lord. That helps the kids. Because they can be relatable. But that just sounds so powerful. I mean, it's just really a life-changing book that you can do all that. Because the thing about it is the study guide is very important, because it seems like to me that you're taking care of everyone depending on what their study habits are. Because, you know, some people are visual, some people, you know, just like to read. So I commend you that you've actually taken care of all the spectrum of the different ways that we learn. So we appreciate that. But we're just so excited that you were here with us on Good Deeds. Please tell us how we can contact you, how we can get your awesome, amazing things that you're doing, publications, and then also tell us how we can support you on social media, and if anything that we have may have missed while we had our discussion, please do that at this time.
Oh, sure. Thank you. I can be reached via Facebook. I'm under Shaw Scripps, and of course my Instagram and Twitter is under Dr. Shaw Scripps. I also have a website. It's just drshawscripts.com. You can visit me there also. You could also enjoy my blog. I actually started a blog. I should be releasing and publishing my first one very soon. But that's also a platform that I plan to kind of interact with my friends. But also to get a copy of Life on Top, you can visit Amazon.com. It's on it's actually in several e-book stores, and it's in Barnes and Nobles and any bookstore that you can say wherever books are sold, it's available, mm-hmm. you know, in e-copy and hard copy there.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for being in your purpose, and then we thank you so much for being a guest here with us on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I just love it. I mean, anything that, you know, dealing with kids, you know, I love that. And actually go right over there. All her information will be on our social media, will be on our website that you can support this. Oh, sounds like any kid that you know, including your own, you need to get this. I'm empowered by it. I'm a really, really, the people I know, especially at church, I'm going to tell them about this. I love it. Because we need to actually empower. We need to be an example, okay? You know what I mean, for our kids. But, you know, here at Good Deeds, we just love you. If you want any information from us on how to advertise in our radio, TV, or our magazine, You have a book that you need to get out, and you need assistance of writing your book, marketing your book, and actually publishing books, contact us at www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. We also have a nonprofit organization called Sunday Foundation, where we actually do a plethora of things. Please go on the website as well and hit the foundation, and we take care of the base necessities so you can actually move forward in your purpose in life. But always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born. You have a reason you're here right now. Do the three things I always say. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You got to don't stop. What? You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.